The information she had only related to the questions I'd written. She hadn't written any questions of her own to get useful information for us. I didn't know what to do. All in all, it was a difficult situation.
So what did you do?
Well, in the end, I asked Anna, a Polish colleague.
What was her view?
Well, despite Magda's qualifications, she was still the most junior person in the department, so apparently more senior people would be unwilling to answer her questions.
Oh, a hierarchy thing.
Yes. It came about because of the lack of information about why we were questioning them. It seems that Magda also wasn't comfortable with the task, so she didn't add to the questions I suggested.
So how did you solve the problem?
Well, I sent out a memo explaining what Magda would be doing and why. I also noted Magda's qualifications and wrote the memo in English. The reason being that Magda needed to be respected by her colleagues, and English gave the note neutrality.
And?
It really surprised me, but it worked.
2.
I was responsible for finalizing the new office building in Warsaw, along with my manager in the Netherlands. While I was liaising with both the Polish employees and my manager, I discovered our two cultures had quite different approaches.
Go on.
Well, for example, when we were finalizing the plans for the office space, my manager wanted glass partitions, but the Polish employees hated the idea.
Oh?
Yeah, but then I realized they hadn't actually told him this. They told me and hoped I'd tell him on their behalf.
So what did you do?
I told him. It seems that none of them wanted to question an authority figure. So that was the first problem solved.
There were more?
Oh, yes. Another situation occurred when I was mentoring a recent IT graduate, Magda. While we were developing a new database, I gave her the job of asking staff for their views on the database. I even put together a few sample questions.
What happened?
Well, she came back with very little information. I was extremely disappointed. What's more,